Following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. And we hope you'll continue with us as we consider God's Word today. We're continuing our study in James chapter 5. This has been going on a while, and it's going to go on for a while longer. We're only about halfway through this series. And if you'd like to hear all of the messages in this series, you can find them at our website, considerhisword.org. There you'll find all of the messages in this series on James 5. So you can go to the website, considerhisword.org. There you'll find many things, but especially there's a link that says contact us. We would love to hear from you. And if you'd write to us, send us an address, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, and we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook that'll fit into a shirt pocket, easily fit into a purse or to a Bible case. We send out many of these, and we'd love to send one to you as well. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and as people say, give prayer requests, I'm able to write them down, or when someone says, pray for me, I can pull out my prayer journal and write it down, and they're assured that I will remember to pray for them. And then I pull out that prayer journal and pray for people every day. And I have a couple of different prayer lists that I use, but the prayer journal comes in very handy, and I'll make you this promise. If you'll write to us, we'll only send you the prayer journal. You're not going to get tons of mail or email from us asking for money. We just don't do that. The transaction is simple. Write to us, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast, give us an address, and we'll send you the prayer journal. And then you can pray for us as well. And we'd appreciate that so much. So you can do it through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. There are many who write to us now through the email address, and that's fine. We'll respond to that as well as anywhere else. You can also write to us directly, or if you'd like to make a donation to this program, you can do it through our regular address. That is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'm getting used to this new address, so this is a new number for us. I give it to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'd like to begin again by reading our text, James chapter 5, beginning in verse 13, going down through verse 18. James, writing to the 12 tribes, he said, that were scattered abroad, he said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias, or Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. What a great example of prayer as Elijah prayed. So we've been talking about now for the last week or so about times to pray, when we should pray. Now, we had looked previously at different kinds of prayer. When we pray individually, when we pray with elders praying over the sick, when we pray for one another, that's intercessory prayer. But now we've been looking at those times when we ought to pray. And James gives us some very specific times and reasons to pray. We began with the afflicted. Remember, afflicted simply means having a hard time. Whatever you're going through, whatever hard time you're having, be it financial, maybe it's with relationships, maybe it's at your job or school, whatever it is, maybe it's health. He said, let him pray. That means you pray. Now, there's nothing wrong with calling someone to pray, as we'll see here in the next passage of Scripture. But he begins by encouraging us to pray for ourselves, especially now in this affliction. You know, sometimes there's things that you can just talk to the Lord about, not anyone else, just between you and God. And that's those times of affliction. But then he says in verse 14 and 15, he says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So the next time we should pray is when someone is sick. And here now, the sick, though there's nothing wrong with praying for themselves, as we talked about back in verse 13, this would be one of those afflictions. But now he instructs them to call for the elders of the church. Now, I don't believe this is the office of an elder as spoken of in Acts. I believe it's talking about pastors. The leaders of the church, call them. Call your church. And don't be afraid to ask for prayer. You know, I had someone tell me one time, they said, you know, I don't ask for prayer because I don't want to take up people's time to pray for others. Don't be so selfish. Ask for prayer. In those times of sickness, don't be afraid to ask. Don't be ashamed to ask. He said, let him call for the elders of the church to come and pray. I believe it could not only be pastors, but could be older, mature believers that are in the church. You know, many elders, speaking in the sense of age, many of our elders who are at home and retired, they have a ministry of prayer, have a strong personal ministry of prayer. And I'm so grateful for that. Now, he says something here also that when we're sick, he said he should call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Now, this is, I believe, includes praying with them, but to cover them in prayer. And then he tells us, and this is sometimes controversial, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. What is this anointing? You know, I believe it could be a couple of things. I believe that it could be a picture here of them praying over him, and that would be the anointing of oil. I think it could be literally many churches, and our church included, keep a small vial of oil near the pulpit. And when somebody in our church comes forward and say, pray for me, I'm having surgery, or pray for me, I have whatever sickness, whatever ailment it is, then we pull out that oil and we use it to anoint them. You know, it could be a literal sense as, you know, olive oil is a very good medicine for all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of ailments. So it could be in a literal sense. But it could also be symbolic and symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Whatever you think it is, whatever it could be, in either case, God promised the answer. He said the prayer of faith, to pray believing, shall save or heal the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if, I want you to know that if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Now, I know that sickness is not always the result of sin, but sometimes it is. Sometimes when people have abused their bodies and when they have been doing things they ought not be doing, when there is sin involved, you know, there is always consequences to sin. And here he said, if they have sinned, their sin will be committed. I believe in calling for the elders of the church that they repent of that sin and confess that sin and there find forgiveness. Now, there's another time here that he mentions that's very interesting. In verse 16, he says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. He said to confess your faults. Now, here, the word faults here, it, from the Greek, it literally means when we slip up. This is not sin necessarily, though it could be. But the faults here, he said, confess your faults. That's when we make mistakes. When we make a mistake, we ought to admit it. Boy, I made one today. And I had to admit it to the church that I messed up, that I slipped up. It also could mean some kind of a weakness. But anyway, we've made up, not necessarily here confessing sins, you see, because we confess our sin to God. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Notice here that in our faults, when we confess our faults, when we admit to messing up, to slipping up, he said then we pray for each other, pray for one another. Galatians 6:1 says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So we pray for each other in those mistakes. Sadly, many times in the church, when somebody messes up and they've made a mistake, whether it be sin or whether it's just a slip-up, the church begins to pile on them and just kick them while they're down. We ought to be restoring them and helping them, recognizing that we all make mistakes. We all mess up at some time or another. I'm sure you have and could confess that fault, that time that you messed up. You own it, and you confess it. Yeah, I messed up. And we pray for each other in those faults, in those weaknesses. We pray for each other and encourage each other. And then there's one other time that I want to mention, and this takes us back to the beginning of this passage in verse 13, when he said, if you're merry, sing psalms. There are times that we are cheerful, when we're not feeling the weight of that affliction, or maybe we are, and even in it, we rejoice and we praise in the Lord. The word merry here means to be cheerful, to worship the Lord in a way that just brings glory to him. And here he said, when that happens, let us sing songs. Psalms are songs of praise, and we sing to the Lord. I believe that singing is one of the results, one of the symptoms of being filled with the Spirit of God. Ephesians 5:18 says, and be not drunk with wine, when it is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So whether afflicted, we're to pray. When we're sick, we call for the elders of the church and ask them for prayer. Ask them to pray. But also, when we're at fault, when we make those mistakes, we pray for each other. There's nothing wrong with asking for that prayer and say, pray for me. I really messed up. And you own it. You make it right. Do whatever you have to do to make it right. Our time is gone. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.